From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. A winner declared in Kenya.
Uhuru Kenyatta, 7,483,895.
And that's what it sounded like in Nairobi as Wafula Chebukati, the chairman of Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, announced the results of the election for Uhuru Kenyatta. The incumbent Kenyatta won Kenya's presidential election, which was boycotted by the opposition, with just over 98% of the vote. Opposition leader Raila Odinga, who dropped out of the presidential rerun, had called on his supporters to boycott the vote, and protesters blocked polling stations from opening in some opposition strongholds. Paul Manafort, who for a short time was President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, was charged Monday with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering, and lying to the government as part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate Rick Gates were indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's criminal investigation. Over the weekend, Democrat Adam Schiff spoke about Manafort. Schiff is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, which also is looking into alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. election.
If it is Paul Manafort, and he has apparently told others that he expects to be indicted, it may help us answer one very central question in the investigation, and that is, we know that the Russian government, through intermediaries, was reaching out to the Trump campaign, reaching out to Paul Manafort and others, and offering information on Hillary Clinton they thought would help the Trump campaign. The question is, who gave what to whom as a result of these overtures?